The Grand Fondo can be a great event. I took part in it myself in Belfast the last time it was in Ireland, and it can be great showcase in the region and also bring in a great tourism spend to an area, because cyclists, they have to stay the night before. A lot of times they'll stay the night after. It's clear, and it's clear from what the other councillors' views on it today as well. The communication certainly was a shambles, and a lot of the organisation left a lot to be desired. I do know in my conversations with council staff, post the event, that much fault lies with Titan Experiences. However, I do feel it reflects poorly on the council purely by association. I think that we need to have assurances that if the event is going forward again, that these conditions, that we have set conditions that need to be met, and to make sure they are met. Because on a number of grounds, it failed.
It was put to councillors today as well that Sligo County Council and council staff did everything they possibly could to try and combat the lack of organisation, and a meeting now will be sought with Titan Experiences, the organisers of the event. Given the lack of communication that we saw over the course of that weekend, how likely is it that that meeting will actually go ahead?
I know Titan have the licence for 3 years, so there's 2 more years left. They have the licence to run this event in Ireland. If they want to come back and have the event in Sligo, and again, that would be a great thing if it's done correctly, then they'll have to meet with us, and they will have to explain failings and ensure that if it does come back, that it's run correctly to a high professional standard.
Should they not have to explain those failings anyways?
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. So explain the failings, and then I suppose importantly, to move forward to ensure that it happens as it should. An event of this magnitude should be done correctly for cyclists and also the people of Sligo. There was also satellites events. It was supposed to be a whole festival of cycling, and I don't think any other event happened. It was an event supposed to happen in Queen Maeve Square. It never happened. So it wasn't just communication issues. It was communication. There was pricing issues. There was marketing issues. There was scheduling issues.